Hello, everyone. Welcome to Wise Women Chat Podcast, a podcast that provides hope, encouragement, godly advice, all while inspiring and empowering. I am Trisha Duckworth. Have you been praying about a situation in your life and found yourself waiting on a breakthrough? That may sound like all of us, right? All of us at some point have been praying for something, have been seeking God's guidance and directions for something, and had to find ourselves waiting for that breakthrough or waiting for that answer, right? Well, listen, I've read somewhere that a passive person hopes something good will happen and is willing to sit around waiting to see if it does. And after a short period of time, when it doesn't, the person gives up. And usually they'll say, it's not going to work. I'll try something else. I'm throwing in a towel. And they usually do. But an expectant person is hopeful. They believe the answer is just right around the corner. And that answer is due to arrive any moment. Now, this person's heart is filled with hope, expecting that their problems will be solved at any moment. Listen, waiting is probably the hardest thing we all have done, and especially when we lack the ability to control the results. And I know we all have at some point found ourselves waiting and waiting and waiting. And in our everyday lives, we're waiting on something, whether we're sitting in traffic, waiting on traffic to move, whether we're in a doctor's office and have an appointment, whether that's, like I say, a doctor or maybe a dentist's office, it doesn't matter. But sitting there knowing that your appointment was 8:45 and after you got checked in, here it is 9 o'clock, 9:05, and you're still waiting. So we have all experienced some form of waiting. But let's talk more about waiting on God. So the title of this segment is In the Waiting Room. So what are we doing when we're waiting? Waiting on God, waiting on breakthroughs, waiting on answers to be answered in, waiting on directions from God, waiting to hear from God in order to move forward. And what about when the waiting exceeds the time frame that you thought it would happen in? What do we do? What do we do? Well, let me start off with saying waiting is worth it. When we're waiting on God, it will be well worth it. Waiting plays a key role in our spiritual development. Waiting doesn't have to create bitterness or anger or loss of hope. It can establish a deeper trust and knowledge of who God is and His love for you, for us. So look where we're at in today's world, in what's going on in our nation today. We've been in a pandemic we've been aware of a pandemic since around March, and here we are mid-November, and we're still going through, waiting for it to change. Never thought, I'm sure you all, but I've never thought, maybe in a million years, that even I would experience a pandemic, and then to be in it as long as we have. So we've been waiting for it to miraculously disappear, waiting for a change, a breakthrough, even in our presidential situation, waiting for someone else to come in and do something different than the last president. I don't know what you have been waiting for. All I know is waiting is a process. Waiting is a form of our lives. And I truly believe it's biblically a form of what God is doing in such a time as this for us to be still and wait on God. Wait to see what he has to say. Wait to see what he's going to do. And in the midst of waiting, God is doing something. He's speaking. He's providing strength. He's providing information. He's telling us what to do and how to do it. The question is, are we doing it? We all know that God answered prayers in such an amazing way. So we want to expect him to come through. So even in that waiting process, we know God's going to come through. And I know, I am a living witness. I know it's hard to wait. And then you get frustrated. You get discouraged. But I want to provide you hope today, listeners. I want to let you know that I too have been waiting on God. The reason why I chose to even come on the podcast today and speak about waiting and waiting on God is because I too had a moment last week where I'm just been asking God for something and been asking for years, and I felt like I set it all up. I did everything I was supposed to do and the breakthrough didn't come through yet. You know? So I started thinking, first of all, I started crying out to him. I couldn't contain myself. I just cried out to him. And I just said, God, you know me. You know me better than anybody. You know my faith in you. You know I'm not going to give up on you. You know I'm going to keep praying and seeking your face. You know this. So I asked him, why haven't it taken place yet? Why haven't the breakthrough came through? Why haven't I received the thing that I have been believing for when I know it's your will? And I don't know about you all, but I hear God for myself. And this is why I go to him the way I do. Passionate about my love for him and his answers for me. Right? So I found myself understanding his voice in my spirit stating, and you are on the right track. And you are doing what I asked you to do. But my timing is perfect. And when I line it all up, you will understand. So continue to wait on me. Continue to do what you have been doing to wait, which is studying his word, growing, developing personally my spiritual relationship with him. Getting the strength that I need to keep moving when I don't see what I want to see when I want to see it, right? Listeners, it's not easy to wait. It's not. But I want to provide you hope and encouragement that if you just wait on God, he will give you everything you need and then some, right? And then some. So waiting on God is a state or attitude of watchfulness and expectancy. You have to trust him while you're waiting. You have to. I've heard so many testimonies, and one in particular that somebody had been waiting on God to do some things, and they have been believing for something, and it took years before God manifested that thing in their lives, and now they are just now living their dreams, living the things that they have asked for. And see, what I got out of that is it doesn't matter how many years it takes, just know you're going to get there. Just know he's going to answer you. Just know you're going to walk and live in the dreams that you've been believing to walk and live in. So once again, that's part of your spiritual development. What are you doing while you're waiting? And one thing I can tell you, you need not to do, because I've done it. I'm a witness. Murmuring and complaining. Guys, that murmuring and complaining will set us back, right? It will set us back. So I've changed all of that. I try not to even go down that road no more, right? So this is what you have to do. You have to get into a position where you're always not just thinking positive, but speaking it. So when it does not come when you want to, say, let's use this as an example. Say you've been believing God to do something before, let's say, December 1st, okay? And you've been believing, he's like, God, I'm believing you that this is going to take place by December 1st. And if it doesn't, and if it just doesn't, and that may be because God's saying, I'm going to give it another month or two or whatever, because he's in control, right? But if it just does not happen the way you want to at the particular time that you want it to happen in, guys, don't give up. This, to me, this is what I did. I kept praising him. Like, Lord, it may not have happened on December 1st, or it may not happen on the day that I'm expecting for it to happen, but I'm going to keep praising you and thanking you because I know it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen because I trust you, and I trust that you have the perfect date and time to when you want it to happen in. Because y'all know that God will give you double for your trouble. So you're expecting it to happen on a particular day that you want it to happen in. And God going to extend that day out because he has more for you. Who don't want more? I do. You do too. So keep trusting him while you wait. I promise you, it's going to be beneficial to you. And you will start seeing the glory of God on your life. And God is no respecter person, listeners. What he do for one, he'll do for another. You don't have to hate on nobody else because they got theirs. You don't have to be envious of no one else. You don't have to, you know, look down on anyone else because you don't know what they went through to get what they're getting or get what they got. Never want to be like anyone else. And praise God and shout from the top of your lungs when someone else gets theirs. Because yours next. You're next. You're next. And that's how I've always been. I remember many, many, many years ago when my husband and I were buying our first home. And we needed our first home. We was going through something. We was going through a tremendous trial. And I watched everybody get their houses around us. But, you know, like I had family members buying new homes and a sibling buying a new home and, you know, just friends and everybody buying a new home. And at the particular time, we needed one bad. And we didn't get ours first. So they all got their homes, right? And I found myself, and so this goes all the way back, y'all. I found myself praising God and even asking them, can I be a part of going into their house and pray over their house? Pray with them. Be a part of their blessing. Be a part of their joyful event or joyful, you know, blessing that they had at that particular time in their life. I didn't envy them. I wasn't mad. I wasn't upset that, oh my God, you gave them their house before you gave us our house and we need one. No, I wasn't. And then God blessed us. So guys, ladies, listeners, you individuals, sometimes God wants us to wait for the sole purpose of testing us. Because first of all, God already know what you're going to do, how you're going to act, what you're going to say, but it's a choice. He gives you a choice, right? He gives you a choice. So never be envious of what anybody else have. If God has you in a position where you're waiting on something, you wait joyfully. You wait with all the blessings of waiting and the joyfulness of just thinking of that thing that you're waiting on. It's going to be great. I'm telling you, it's going to be great. I'm in a position right now, I mentioned this in the beginning of this segment, that I'm waiting on something. So just for me, talking about it, it's blessing me, encouraging me. But I know God has something great for me. I know he do. And I know at the point in time that he has chosen, it's going to come through. He's going to come through. So pursue your faith while waiting. It'll take it to another level. It does not mean that it's not coming. It means that when it gets there, God's going to prepare you for it. And you'll be ready for whatever it is you're believing for. I found myself encouraging others. Just what I'm doing now, guys. Just what I'm doing now. I found myself encouraging others while waiting on God. This gave me power over my situation. And it allowed me to keep myself inspired. Exactly what I'm doing right now today. So there's always, and this is what I found out in my walk of encouraging and even starting the Wise Women Chat Ministry, right? I found myself that there's all, I found myself saying or thinking that there's always somebody going through something worse. There's always somebody going through something. We found myself, like even in this waiting process, there may be somebody waiting on a loved one to get saved. There may be somebody waiting on a miracle in their health. You know, the doctors have given them up and they're believing God that they're going to live, and they will, right? So somebody may be believing God for something way greater than what you're believing God for. Or somebody may be going through something way greater than what you're going through. And this is how Wise Women Chat even came about. Because I was always able, willing to minister, to encourage, to uplift, to empower anyone, especially when you're going through. Because once again, nobody want to go through anything, right? But if we live the life on this earth that we are living, we're going to face something. And like I said before, no one is exempt from going through anything. So stay encouraged. Whatever it is, whatever you're waiting on, stay encouraged. God will come through. He's going to come through. The Bible is filled with God's promises, y'all. It's filled with the things that we have watched and listened, and even, you know, now that Hollywood has brought it to, televised it, to show us visually what someone have went through in the Bible, biblically, and how God was always there. But there, once again, there was a waiting season. There was a season where they had to wait and trust God in the waiting process. I hope that makes sense. And I hope this helps someone to encourage you today that God has not forgotten about you. He has not forgotten about your prayers and your situations and things that you have been believing for. And even, let me just add this tidbit to it, that strongholds will require lots of prayer and fasting and waiting. But you will see the manifestations because God is faithful. Even at times when we are not. So I want you all to hold on, okay? Because whatever it is, you know, it's not too big for God, right? So whatever it is, it's not too big for God. You have to trust Him during this season. We have to trust Him. We have to continue to keep our eyes focused on God. And while we're in that waiting room, while we're in that place of waiting, we're going to experience some of the greatest things that God wants us to experience in our personal development, our personal relationship with Him. Some of us will hear God for ourselves. We don't need to run to a pastor or run to someone else and ask questions when we can just sit before God and ask Him whatever it is that we want an answer to. And we will just develop that relationship with Him where we can hear His voice for ourselves. We will be able to do just what God wants us to do in such a time as this. For such a time as this, right? So let's stay faithful to the waiting process. Knock down those strongholds. Knock down those walls of the murmuring and complaining and just praise Him during the waiting process. Your breakthrough could be within seconds away from where you were before, right? You can hang up, or shall I say, you can, at the end of this segment, you can get your breakthrough within the next minute. That's the kind of faith you need to have. That's the kind of faith God wants us to have, right? Listen, God wants to bless you. It is His greatest joy to give you to give to you generously. You need to continue to trust Him in everything that He's doing in such a time as this. So that waiting may not seem as bad as it did before. He's going to come through. He's going to come through. He always have, right? Because sometimes God reminds us of things that we have gone through before and how He brought us out of that.
So if you have to do that, do that. Go back to a time where God blessed you before and you was going through something terrible, right? But he came through. He showed up. And he's going to do it again. Stop looking at the time frame, so to speak. Like, oh my God, I've been through this for 10 years or I've been through this for X amount of time. God's timing is not our timing. We know this, right? And he knows just how much you can bear. He know it. See, a lot of us don't even know how much we can bear. But God knows you better than you can ever know you. I hope this blessed someone. I hope you were tremendously blessed like I am. Share it with someone. Tell everybody. Tell whoever you need to tell that God is good. And he's going to see them through. He's going to see you through. He's going to see them through. He's going to see us through as a nation. Because we need him. And we need to get back to our rightful places in him. To trust him in everything. We're not trusting government. We're not trusting the next president. We're not even trusting ourselves, y'all. Sometimes we have to get away from thinking that we can even trust ourselves. We are humans and we make mistakes. But we need to trust God and the God in us and God giving us the guidance that we need. The directions to go where he wants us to go. Instructions to do the next thing, right? This is where we're at. This is where we need to be. So as I end this segment, I always like to leave with a scripture. But before I do, I want to encourage you all to get my book, my devotional. I think it will bless you. God blessed me to write this devotional. It's called Morning Glory. It is a 365-day devotional. God set me down, listeners, for such a time. And it was phenomenal, the quietness, the blessings that he poured into me to put into this devotional. So go to Amazon.com right now. That's where you can purchase the book. But get a book. Get a book and bless someone else with one. The scripture I want to leave you all with today is in Lamentations. It's Lamentations 3:25. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. You all have a blessed season in your life. Until next time. Goodbye.